First frost of the year. I'm in Limerick and I'm looking out the back of my brother's house and I can see frost glistening on the grass. As I say, first time this year. I guess it'll be a regular feature throughout the winter. The front of the house is completely free. You wouldn't think there was any frost there at all, but that's because the sun has burnt it all off. Today, I'm going to go from one brother's house, my brother Frank's house, out to my brother Peter's house to have a cup of coffee with Peter before returning to Cork. I made it. I got back to Cork safely. Absolutely. Traffic wasn't bad. Sun was shining. In fact, today seems to have turned out to be the best day in the history of Ireland in terms of weather. It's pretty stupendous out there. So I decided, look, there's one day of the year when you have to really look at your best. Isn't there? Yes, I know, some of you are saying it's your partner's birthday. Absolutely. Or it's your child's bar mitzvah or something like that. But no. In my case, I've got a secret wish to look well on my birthday. So what did I do? Almost as soon as I got back to Cork, I didn't even drop my bag into the house. I went straight down and I offered my hair to a woman and she cut it. And I'm going to show you what I look like. The really funny thing was that I go into this hairdresser's and there are about 12 youngsters who I think are probably playing on about the under 12 football team. And they're all there to get their hair cut. So I said to myself, well, I'm not staying here, not hanging around here while all these other people are waiting to get their hair cut. I'm staying here calmly, gently, listen to a few podcasts, episodes, and I'll have my hair cut when it's my turn. And that's what he did anyway. So that's it. I haven't yet gone back to collect the dog. And I thought, I must talk to you. I must tell you. There's nobody else in the house. I could jump up and down. But I have one last message. Here's what I came back from Limerick with. Thatcher's spy. My life as an MI5 agent inside Sinn Féin. Yep. Book I read, Joe Slade, Cycles and Lost Monkeys, published by Salmon Poetry. Two more. Tony Blair on Leadership, Lessons for the 21st Century, and No Way Out, Brexit from the Backstop to Boris, by Tim Shipman. Best-selling author of All Out War and Fallout, which I have read a long time ago, though. Can barely remember any of it. But still, he was very good to read. So I brought four books back. Goodness knows how much of them I'm going to read. But that's my reading list on top of any other thing I feel like reading. Surrounded by books in this house, and I should say, thank goodness. I'll be back giving you another fragment of another day as soon as I can get rid of this day. Paul O'Mahony saying bye bye for now.
I made it. I got back to Cork safely. Absolutely. Traffic wasn't bad. Sun was shining. In fact, today seems to have turned out to be the best day in the history of Ireland in terms of weather. It's pretty stupendous out there. So I decided, look, there's one day of the year when you have to really look at your best, isn't there? Yes, I know, some of you are saying it's your partner's birthday. Absolutely. Or it's your child's bar mitzvah or something like that. But no. In my case, I've got a secret wish to look well on my birthday. So what did I do? Almost as soon as I got back to Cork, I didn't even drop my bag into the house. I went straight down and I offered my hair to a woman and she cut it. And I'm going to show you what I look like. The really funny thing was that I go into this hairdresser's and there are about 12 youngsters who I think are probably playing on about the under-12s or under-12 football team. And they're all there to get their hair cut. So I said to myself, well, I'm not staying here, not hanging around here while all these other people are waiting to get their hair cut. I'm staying here calmly, gently, listen to a few podcasts, episodes, and I'll have my hair cut when it's my turn. And that's what he did anyway. So that's it. I haven't yet gone back to collect the dog. And I thought, I must talk to you. I must tell you. There's nobody else in the house. I could jump up and down. But I have one last message. Here's what I came back from Limerick with. Thatcher's spy. My life as an MI5 agent inside Sinn Féin. Yep. Book I read, Joe Slade, Cycles and Lost Monkeys, published by Salmon Poetry. Two more. Tony Blair on Leadership, Lessons for the 21st Century, and No Way Out, Brexit from the Backstop to Boris, by Tim Shipman. Best-selling author of All Out War and Fallout, which I have read a long time ago, though. Can barely remember any of it. But still, he was very good to read. So I brought four books back. Goodness knows how much of them I'm going to read. But that's my reading list on top of any other thing I feel like reading. Surrounded by books in this house, and I should say, thank goodness. I'll be back giving you another fragment of another day as soon as I can get rid of this day. Paul O'Mahony saying bye bye for now.